Happy Saturday, good morning, good afternoon, and good night to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am the founder of Single Sue Pray. If you are listening for the first time and you're looking for a community of singles who love to pray, we love to encourage each other. We are looking to grow in God. We are a family. Feel free to join our Singles Who Pray group. We will love to have you. I am a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals on the YouVersion app and also Bible.com. I am a Christian life coach. If you're looking for coaching, you need help on your single journey, you need accountability partner, you need someone to push you into your destiny, you need someone to get those ideas out, to help you with a business, or just to become a better you, feel free to sign up for a discovery call. I will love to coach you. You can log on to DaniellePowell.com. I am no longer offering free discovery calls. There will be a small fee for discovery calls, but this is your time to invest in yourself. As I always state, if you are a member of Singles Who Pray, you will get a discount on any program or course. So feel free to join the group. So this morning I did a pop-up prayer call. First, I was going to do it on the actual prayer line, but then, you know, I decided to do it in the Single Sue Pray group. We went live in the group and also YouTube. So there were some little editing to this clip because of some difficulties that I encounter during the broadcast, but we still went through and it's still a full prayer call. But if you'd like to get the full from the beginning, feel free to listen in the group. Last night, I went to corporate prayer at my church. We were just having a prayer for the ending of the consecration, and God just moved in that place. And during that prayer, I've kept hearing God say, do the prayer line in the morning. And I was just like, God, I just want to sleep in. It's the first weekend in a long time. I don't have much that I have to do. I just want to sleep in. But then God woke me up at 8:30. Like, girl, I told you to get on. So I was obedient and I decided to get on. I didn't even care if it was one person, four people, whatever, 20 people. I didn't care. It was just me. I was going to do what the Lord said. And this is a season where we have to be obedient and just move like with radical obedience of what God is telling us to do. So stay tuned for the pop-up prayer. God bless. We want to glorify you on how we live this life, oh God. Lord, you are holy. You are a way maker. You are a provider. You are a healer, oh God. And for that, we want to give you glory. And for that, we want to give you praise. We just want to praise your name on today, oh God. We release a sound of praise with our mouths on today. We release a sound of praise with our hands, oh God. We just want to worship you on today. We don't find it robbery to give you honor. We don't find it robbery to give you praise. We don't find it robbery to bask in your presence, oh God. Thank you, God, for loving us, oh God. Thank you, God, for forgiving us over and over again, oh God. Lord, you never left us. You never forsake us, oh God. You are always there for us, oh God. You know every single thing about us, oh God, and you still love us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just want to give you honor on today, oh God. Lord, we could have lost our minds, oh God, but you are a mind regulator, oh God. When our back was against the wall, oh God, you came for us, oh God. You stand in the gap for us, oh God. So for that, we want to give you honor, and for that, we want to give you praise. Lord, you never abandon us, oh God. Lord, you are there for us day in and day out, oh God. You are a God that reigns forevermore, oh God. And we just want to give you honor, and we just want to give you praise, oh God. Thank you for delivering us out of the hands of the enemy, oh God. You delivered us from destruction, oh God. We could have been dead, oh God, but Lord, you kept us, oh God. You sustained us, oh God. You've been so good to us, oh God. We just want to give you praise, and we just want to give you honor, oh God. Lord, today we pull down every stronghold. We break every chain of bondage, oh God, that's trying to hold your people back, oh God. Lord, we pull down the strongholds of depression, oh God. We pull down the strongholds of panic attacks, oh God. We pull down the strongholds of anxiety, oh God. We pull down the strongholds of sleepless nights, oh God. Someone has been tossing and turning. They've been worrying day in and day out, oh God. Lord, we pull down that stronghold. They will sleep on tonight, oh God. They won't worry on tonight, oh God. They're not going to worry about their finances, oh God. They're not going to worry about their children, oh God. They're not going to worry about their singleness, oh God. On tonight, oh God, you're giving them peace in this season, oh God. You're giving them joy in this season, oh God. You're giving them rest. Hallelujah. In this season, oh God, Lord, I lift up a single woman, oh God, a single mother, oh God, a single person, oh God, that is dealing with weariness, oh God. Lord, release the weariness, offer them, oh God. Give them rest on today, oh God. Give them your strength, oh God. Give them your comfort, oh God. Give them your joy in this season, oh God. Lord, deliver the person right now that is suffering from trauma, past trauma, from their childhood, oh God. The memories keep coming back, oh God. The experience that they had to go through that nobody knows about keeps coming back to their mind, oh God. Lord, deliver them, oh God, on today, oh God. Give them your peace, oh God. Give them your restoration, oh God. Give them your reassurance, oh God. Help them to overcome that bad experience, oh God. Lord, cover them in this season as they're healing, oh God. Heal the pain, oh God. Heal the pain of the memories, oh God. Heal the disappointments, oh God, that they had to go through, oh God. Deliver someone, oh God, from the shame, oh God, from the past, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus right now over every person that is listening, oh God. Lord, deliver someone from rejection, abandonment, and isolation in this season, oh God. You are giving them a new season, oh God, full of joy, full of reassurance, oh God, full of new experience, oh God, full of experience of your power, experience of your authority, open doors like never before. Lord, you are about to do something great for them, oh God. Lord, we speak boldness for that person that is listening, oh God. We speak authority over that person that is listening, oh God. We speak victory in Jesus' name for that person that is listening, oh God. We thank you for the victory, oh God. We thank you for the singles who will take their rightful place in this season, oh God. Lord, I lift up every single person that is listening. You know them name by name and one by one. Lord, you know what they are in need of. You know what they are praying for. You know what they are really laying at your feet in this season, oh God. Someone is struggling with their single season, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will make this season of singleness, oh God, full of your purpose, oh God, full of fulfillment, oh God, full of great experience, oh God. They're not going to worry about when marriage is going to come. They're not going to worry about their time clock, Lord. They're not going to worry about when that person is coming, oh God, but they are going to maximize their single season, oh God. Give them purpose, oh God. Give them an assignment in this season, oh God. Help them to hold on until that person comes, oh God. Help them to know that you are the author of time, oh God, and your timing is best. So Lord, we are seeking your timing on today, oh God. We're not going to worry about when that person is coming. We're going to be content in our singleness, oh God. We thank you for those who are in the season of engagement, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will bless their engagement, oh God, that they will go through the process to get to the altar, oh God. We thank you for those who are about to get married, oh God. We thank you for the kingdom couples that is coming forth, oh God. We thank you for how you are putting together kingdom marriages, oh God, that's going to bring your glory, that's going to bring you honor, that's going to bring glory to your kingdom, that's going to impact this world, oh God. We thank you for people being healed in this season, oh God, that are going to come together to make a great impact in this world, oh God. We thank you for giving the singles discernment in this season, oh God, to know who is for them, oh God, and who is not for them, oh God. We come against toxic relationships, oh God. We come against toxic behaviors, oh God. We come against anything that is not like you, oh God. There is someone that's maybe tied up with someone who is not good for them, oh God. Give them the confidence and the boldness to walk away from that relationship that is not honoring you, oh God. Lord, we are not going to compromise our singleness in this season, oh God. We're not going to compromise our calling in this season, oh God. Help us to be serious about the anointing on our life, oh God. Help us to be serious about the calling that is on our life, oh God. Today, we are not going to compromise our singleness, oh God. We're going to walk in purity, oh God. We're going to walk in honor. We're going to give our relationships to you, oh God. We're going to submit our desires, oh God, our expectations, oh God. We're going to submit everything to you, oh God, on today, oh God. Lord, we give you glory, oh God. We give you honor. Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise on today, oh God. There is no one like you, oh God. We just want to give you honor. We want to just give you praise, oh God. Lord, I pray for someone, oh God, that is suffering from health challenges, oh God. You know what they're in need of. Lord, we pray against any health challenges, oh God, diabetes, oh God, heart problems, oh God, lung problems, oh God. We pray against cancer, oh God. Heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. Lord, someone is going through some pain in their body, oh God. Give them relief on today, oh God. Give them a strategy, oh God, to eat healthy, oh God. Give them a strategy to work out daily, oh God. Give them the strength to get up and work out, oh God. Lord, heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord, show them what they need to do so they can stay healthy, oh God, so they can eat right, oh God, so that they could do all the things to live a healthy life, oh God. Lord, we come against any health challenges of mental illness, oh God, depression, oh God, bipolar, schizophrenic, panic attacks, PTSD, oh God. We come against those illnesses in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Heal them, heal their mind on today, oh God. The enemy wants to come against the mind on today, oh God. Heal their mind, oh God. We give their mind back to you. Their mind belongs to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for the singles who are seeking their purpose, oh God. In this season, may they know their purpose, oh God, fully. May they know their assignment in this season, oh God. Lord, we ask that they would draw closer to you, oh God, so they can hear your voice clearly, so they can know what they are called to do, oh God. Lord, don't let them get stuck in different assignments and different jobs that's not bringing them closer to their purpose, oh God. In this season, let them walk into doors that is aligned with their purpose. Let them walk into doors that's aligned with their destiny, oh God. Lord, we thank you for them connecting with the people who will be destiny helpers for their destiny, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you are connecting them with the right people who is going to push them into their destiny, oh God. We thank you for the prayer partners that are coming in this season that's going to pray with the singles, oh God, that's going to pray and cover them in this season, oh God. We thank you for the pastors. We thank you for the leaders. We thank you for the mentors that are going to connect with the singles, oh God. They will not be on this journey by themselves, oh God. We thank you for this community of singles who are praying together, who are worshiping together, who are growing together to know you like never before, oh God. We thank you for that, this being a season of great divine connections, oh God. We won't be on this journey alone, oh God. We will have a sister in Christ who's going to pray for us. We're going to have a brother in Christ that will pray for us, oh God. We're going to have a community of people who are going to be praying and interceding for us, oh God. We thank you for the intercessors that are rising up in this season, oh God, that's going to pray like never before. It's going to cover their churches, oh God. It's going to cover their communities, oh God. It's going to cover their families, oh God. It's going to cover their workplaces, oh God. We thank you for putting a fire in the singles, oh God, to stay at the altar in prayer, oh God. We know that the intercession is not a pretty job, oh God, but Lord, let us be humble in this season and stay at the altar praying for others, because we need prayer like never before. We have to intercede like never before in this season. Oh God, Lord, we thank you for the fire that is coming upon us in this season, oh God, to pray like never before, to worship you like never before, to be on fire for you like never before, to be serious about our walk with the Lord. Lord, we come against any distractions. We come against any setbacks that would help, that would try to push us back from doing what you are calling us to do, oh God. We are going to be all in this season, oh God, going after what you are calling us to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray for strength on today for someone that is listening. You need strength. You've been going through a really hard season since the last 3 years, and you are asking God, Lord, give me a break because I can't do this any longer. But Lord, we are praying for that person right now, oh God, that you would give them the strength to keep pushing forward, oh God. You will send people that is going to be literally pushing them forward, oh God, to focus on their purpose, to stand in the gap for someone, oh God. Lord, we ask that you give them the strength, the fortitude to push forward in Jesus' name. They are not going to give up. They are not going to throw in a towel, oh God. They are going to pull on your strength on today, oh God. I pray right now for the families that are grieving, that lost loved ones, oh God. Lord, give them your comfort, oh God, on today. Give them your understanding, oh God. Give them your strength on today, oh God, as they go through this grieving process, oh God. Lord, send love in their direction today, oh God. Send people that are going to pray for them, that's going to cover them, oh God. Grieving is hard, oh God, but Lord, we are pulling on your strength on today, oh God. Give them the peace that they need, oh God. Give them the comfort, oh God. Comfort them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. We just want to give you honor on today, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we lift up the family of Tyree Nichols, oh God, that lost his life to police brutality, oh God. Lord, bless his family, oh God. Let them receive justice this year, oh God. Help the families as they grieve, oh God. They don't know why this happened, oh God. But Lord, we ask that you would give them justice on today, oh God. We ask that you pray for Memphis. Lord, cover Memphis, cover the world as we have our protests, oh God. Lord, let justice be served, oh God. Let justice be served, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover the protesters. Let it be a peaceful protest, oh God. Lord, let your justice be revealed in this season, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go over, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, over some of the prayer requests that was posted last night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray right now for financial miracles. Many of you have posted financial miracles. Lord, we ask that you will give the persons that have posted financial miracle, Lord, we ask that you would give them a financial blessing, oh God, a supernatural blessing, oh God, that money would come into their hands, oh God, that someone would just bless them with a financial blessing, oh God. You will put it on someone's heart to sow into that person's life the finances that they need for a certain bill, the finances they need to buy groceries, the finances that they need for that project, oh God, the finances they need just to get through the day, oh God. We ask that you give them a supernatural financial blessing, oh God. We ask that you will open doors of employment, oh God, that you will give the singles great jobs in this season, oh God, great paying jobs with great benefits, oh God, that is aligned with what they want to do, oh God, that will give them the training, oh God, that will give them the learning. Lord, I ask that you open up doors of education, scholarships that will give them a journey where they can learn new skills, oh God, that they can get the degree so that they can get the job that they want, oh God. Lord, after you give financial blessings to those who are in ministry, that are in business, oh God, Lord, give them the finances that they need for those projects, oh God. Give them the financial need that they need, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would give them a strategy in this season, oh God, to make wealth, oh God, that you will open up doors like never before, that people would just sow into them, oh God. They don't know why they are doing it, oh God, but they would just bless them because of their faithfulness. They would bless them because of their obedience, and they will bless them just for knowing you, oh God. We are believing in financial surprises, financial blessings in this season, oh God, and it won't make sense, oh God, but it's going to be because it's your will, oh God, and because it's your way, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the testimonies that will come that will be full of miracles, oh God. We are believing in miracles, oh God. We are not putting you in a box in this season, oh God. We are we will experience financial miracles in this season, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you honor and we give you praise on today, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the financial miracles that is coming, oh God. We thank you for the financial blessings that is coming, oh God. And we thank you for the singles being the head and not the tail in this season when it comes to their finances. You would give them more than enough so that they can give it away, oh God. We are not going to be stingy in this season when you give us a blessing. We're not going to be stingy in this season when you give us the glory. We are not going to be stingy in this season, oh God, when you make a way out of nowhere, oh God. We will be a blessing to someone. You will give us a blessing that we have so much that we can give it away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the singles will come back and testify in Jesus' name. Right now, I'm going to pray for some more of the prayer requests. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we're praying for favor, favor for open doors, favor to walk into places that we have never seen before, favor for new jobs, favor for new projects, favor with men, favor with kings, favor with people with authority. Oh God, we ask that we will be having uncommon favor in this season, oh God, that's going to open up doors that is more than what we can imagine. Hallelujah. Where we are praying for clarity on today, oh God, clarity to make decisions, oh God, clarity to walk into the right doors, clarity on our situations, oh God. Someone is seeking you for clarity, oh God. Lord, give them the clarity that they need, oh God. Give them the confirmations that they need, oh God, to make the next step, oh God. Give them direction in this season, oh God. They won't be walking and making decisions without your authority, oh God. We won't be walking making decisions without your plan, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying for marriage, oh God. The singles are praying for marriage, oh God, that you would give them a kingdom marriage on today, oh God. You would give them the marriage that they've been praying for, oh God, that it will give you glory, it will give you honor, and it will be of you, oh God. It won't be of our flesh, oh God. Lord, let us in this season see the people that we need to, that need to be in our life, oh God, that it will be from you, oh God. It won't be from our flesh, oh God. Let me say that one more time. Let it be from you, oh God, and not from our flesh, oh God. Change our appetite in this season when it comes to kingdom marriage. Change our perspective in this season, oh God, that of kingdom marriage, oh God, that it will honor you, oh God, that it will glorify you, oh God, and that we will come together with our spouses for a purpose, oh God, that it will honor you, oh God, and it will give you glory, oh God, and it won't be of our own doing, oh God. And we are looking forward to the testimonies of kingdom marriage, oh God, that's going to give you glory, that's going to bring you honor, that's going to break generational curses, that's going to break the generational narratives, oh God, that's going to give you glory. Hallelujah. In this season, oh God, it's not going to be the same way. It's going to be something different because we know that we are giving our kingdom marriage to you in this season, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for this nation, oh God. We pray for the leaders, oh God. We pray for the leaders in the government, oh God. We pray for the leaders that are making decisions, oh God. Give them the heart of you, oh God. We ask that you will place leaders that have your faith, oh God, that would make decisions according to your will and your way, oh God, that would make decisions that would be right for the people, oh God. Lord, get rid of the people who are not good for people in this world, oh God, that have their own agenda, that have their own evil agenda, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would rise up new leaders that have your heart, oh God, that have your posture of prayer, that has your posture of righteousness, oh God. We claim righteousness, oh God, in this world, in our leaders, oh God. Lord, get rid of the corrupt leaders in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the leaders of the church, oh God, the pastors, oh God. We thank you, God, for the pastors that cover us, oh God. We thank you for their strength, oh God. We thank you for their gratitude, oh God. We thank you for how they sacrifice day in and day out for the people of their churches, God. Continue to cover the leaders, oh God. Continue to open up doors for them, oh God. Continue to make a way out of no way, because we know pastoring is a hard job, oh God. Continue to protect them, oh God. Continue to uplift them in this season, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would cover the pastors, oh God, even those that may struggle with depression, and Lord, give them hope in this season, oh God. Give them joy in this season, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray right now for family. We pray for those who are standing in the gap for their family, oh God. We pray for family relationships, oh God. Things that have been broken, oh God. We pray that people will come together and love each other despite of arguments, despite of disagreements, that family will stand together in this season. They will love each other. They won't stop talking to each other. They will continue to love on each other, and they will continue to forgive. Forgiveness is our portion in this season. Forgiveness is our portion in this season. We thank you for a strong family unit. We thank you for a strong family that will come together to do things for the glory of God. We thank you for a strong family unit that is going to stand in the gap for others. We thank you for strong family units. We thank you for the children, from the babies to the adults, oh God. Cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray right now for revival of prayer and the singles today, oh God. Lord, give them a posture of prayer in this season, oh God, that they will stand at the altar in prayer, oh God, that they will pray like never before. They will find themselves praying in the midnight hour. They will find themselves praying when God tells them to pray. They will find themselves praying at the drop of the dime, Lord, because you are elevating many of them in prayer in this season. You are elevating many of them to stand in the gap in prayer on today, oh God. Lord, give them prayers that they will pray for their family, prayers that they will pray for their community. Pray that they would pray for those who need prayer. Some people can't pray sometimes. They don't have the strength to pray. But raise up singles who would pray for those who are seeking prayer. Hallelujah. You are increasing our prayer life in this season, oh God. We're going to go deeper in prayer, oh God. We're going to be intentional, hallelujah, about our prayer life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we are praying for provision, oh God. The power to create wealth, oh God. Lord, you're going to give us the strategy, oh God. You're going to give us a plan, oh God, to create wealth, oh God. You're going to wake us up in the middle of the night and give us the plan. You're going to give us the downloads, oh God. We thank you for the downloads in this season, oh God. That's going to help us to create wealth in the mighty name of Jesus. The witty ideas, oh God. The witty inventions, oh God. The things that has been sitting in our thought pattern the last few years, Lord, those thoughts, those ideas are coming to pass so that we can rate well. We won't walk in fear in this season, oh God. We're not going to be procrastinating. Hallelujah. No more procrastination, oh God. There have been dreams. There have been ideas that have been in someone's notebook that has been sitting on them the last few years, oh God. We bring those thoughts and those ideas forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Some people are sitting on million-dollar ideas in this season, oh God. They are going to bring forth those ideas in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the singles who are creating ideas that are going to help their nations. We are a multicultural group of people, oh God. People that are in Africa, people that are in the Philippines, oh God. People that are all over the world, oh God. They have ideas that's going to help their nation, oh God. We thank you for those plans coming forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for someone who's praying for healing, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. When they go back to the doctor, they will have a good report. They will astound the doctors. They will have a healing miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help them to be delivered in this season, oh God, to be whole, oh God. We are claiming wholeness for the singles, oh God. Before we go into any relationship, before we go forth in anything, oh God, Lord, help us to be whole in this season, oh God. We thank you for the wholeness that we are going to be having in this season, oh God. We thank you for how we will be whole in you, oh God, that we will have complete wholeness in this season, oh God. We thank you for the work that is being done behind the scenes, oh God, through us and for us, oh God. We thank you for the work that you are doing in us, oh God. You are shaping us, oh God. You are molding us for the next season of our life, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are praying for someone that's looking to learn how to drive, oh God, and get their driver's license. And I receive that for myself because that is a setback as well for me, oh God. Many of people who have commented on this last week that are scared to drive. Lord, we are coming against that fear of driving. Nothing is going to happen when you get your license. You are going to drive with confidence. You're going to drive into the places that God is calling you to be. So those who are in fear of getting their license or just in fear of driving, we come against that spirit of fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are opening doors for new cars and you open doors for people to get their license so they can go to where they are going. Lord, we pray for this world on today, oh God. We pray for our communities, oh God. We pray against the violence that is happening in our communities, oh God. We pray against the poverty level, oh God. We pray against the crime, oh God. We pray against the police brutality, oh God. This won't happen anymore, oh God. We pray against it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let something be done, oh God. Let some stepping down happen, oh God. Let some new leaders come up that have the heart of you, oh God, so that this won't happen again, oh God. Lord, we pray for the world. We pray for different countries, oh God, that is suffering from bad water, suffering from violence, oh God, is suffering from things that we don't go through in the United States. Lord, we ask that you cover them in their countries, oh God. Give them protection, oh God. Continue to cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this pop-up prayer. We thank you for those who have gotten on, who have watched a replay, oh God. You know them name by name and one by one. We thank you for how you have taken us higher in you, oh God. We thank you for how there will be more calls, there will be more gatherings around the world, oh God. We thank you for all the things you are doing in advance, oh God. Lord, we just want to give you glory. Lord, we just want to put you in your rightful place in this season, oh God, that you will be all in our lives, oh God, that we will put you first, oh God, in this season, oh God. We're not going to run after things that are not like you, or we're going to run after you in this season, oh God. So Lord, we just want to give you honor. We just want to give you praise. We just give you honor and we give you glory. And there is no one like you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Guys, thank you all. I see some of your comments. I couldn't put every comment up, but I thank you guys for even see some people on YouTube. We thank you for joining us in this pop-up Singles Who Pray call. I may do more of these. I don't know, but I feel like God is going to be just getting us on here randomly on Saturday mornings again, bringing back the Singles Who Pray call just to give God glory, just to give God honor. I pray that someone was uplifted. I pray that someone is encouraged. And if you are listening on today, I pray that you have a blessed day today. Sorry, God, I'm still in this. Sorry. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just pray that you guys have a great Saturday and a great weekend. If you are online, YouTube, feel free to join our Singles Who Pray group. We would love to have you and connect with us. We are going to do more of these calls. I'm working, guys, on releasing a new devotional on YouVersion called Midnight Prayers. So please look out for that. This has been confirmation for me to just release it in February. So we may be doing some midnight prayers. Many of you are in different countries, so you're up at midnight, and we may have to just get up at midnight to pray because God is shifting us and bringing us higher in this season. So I pray you guys have a blessed Saturday. Have a good day. God bless.